Some shows you want to keep doing forever and ever. Avenue Q, I would have kept doing for as long as they would let me when I did that last summer. But my show this summer, which I really enjoyed doing, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, it was ready. It was two weekends, and I'm glad to have the free time again. Now, honestly, if somebody said, hey, we'll pay you to keep doing the show every weekend, yeah, or every day, I would do it. As long as it was just doing the show. I was definitely done with the rehearsing process, and this was a rehearsing intensive show, despite the fact that we only had 5 or 6 weeks to do the whole show. And honestly, that's probably part of the problem, was how packed it had to be because of that short time frame to rehearse the show. We kept rehearsing it even after the show was live. Like, once the show is up there, my feeling is I don't really want more notes. Like, I don't mind if people got, if people are like, hey, you know, hey, can you do this part a little bit differently? Or don't forget this is going to happen, or we're going to move the spotlight to here. But we were changing stuff every day between every show, and that seemed like a lot. So I won't miss that, quite frankly. And we would like run the finale with choreo every day. And it wasn't like we were tweaking it. We were just running it. And it was weird. So I'm glad to be done with the rehearsal side of this show. If we were just doing the show, like I said, I keep doing it, but that's not how the show was, but it was fun. And I got paid for it, which is unusual in community theater, although it should be the norm. It's crazy to me that they pay everybody involved in the production, except the actors in most theaters. But here we got paid. So it's very nice. I'm rich now. Speaking of rich, here's a theme song.
Your daily Lex.
You might be wondering what the segue is there. Speaking of rich, here's the theme song. But because your life is made richer by the joy of experiencing the Your Daily Lex theme song. I think it's just a fact. Anyway, it was a quiet weekend otherwise in terms of news. I'm excited about Biden saying he's not going to do it. I think both Biden and Trump are too old. I think that's just the first of many thousands of problems with Trump. But Biden clearly too old for, I can't imagine four and a half years from now, Biden being president like he is. Nobody should have a job that important at that age. We'll see what happens next. But man, never a dull moment. Am I right? I'm right. So there are, there's one moment in the show where I'm meant to improvise a line as we segue from one scene to another. And I would often try to see if I could make my two castmates break a little bit during that moment. One night, I said to them, boy, this is an inappropriate joke, by the way, so I'd like you to be warned. I've just been on a date that ended poorly, and I say to them, I can't believe I decorated my balls with glitter for this date. And they both looked at me, and I said, it's pretty nuts. And that was fun. Last night, I was thinking, do I want to say something about the political thing we're in right now, because there was, you know, big news with Biden announcing he wasn't going to seek re-election and endorsing Kamala and all that. And I was trying to think, what's a non-political thing I can do to make it seem really current? And I was like, yeah, I think that date didn't go well because she didn't like that I corrected her pronunciation of Kamala. Like, I thought that was non-political, but still, like, look, we're referencing a thing. But then I also thought it wasn't that funny. So I ended up not doing it. I made some dumb joke about Bitcoin. It was fine. But anyway, the show is done. And on to the next thing. Not on to the next show, because I don't have one of those right now, which is just fine. Anyway, I hope your week is off to a good start. I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I haven't checked my notes in a while, so it might be time for me to brainstorm some more ideas or to have a bunch of life happen. We'll see. One or the other. Or both. Anyway, happy Monday, and more soon.
Lex.